Pop Zero. However, if you use a list as a queue, it won't be efficient. Why? Upend is okay, we add it to the end. It's a cheap operation. But pop zero will be an expensive operation. Because if you remove the first element, all the other elements will have to be shifted one position to the left. So if you have a big queue and you do lots of pop operations, it's not efficient. However, if you use it as a stack, it is efficient. You append to the end, you remove the last element, you do not need to shift any elements, so it's cheap. Here, if you need a queue in the standard library, there is an efficient implementation. From the collections library module, you import the deck class. It means double-ended queue. And its usage is very simple. In the queue, you add these three elements. There is still append. You can add elements to the end. But if you want to remove the first element, you want to take out the first element of the queue, you use pop left. And its implementation is efficient for these two operations. I think behind the scenes they use a linked list, which is linked in both directions. And then if you remove the first element, you just need to modify some pointers, references. So here the pop left operation is cheap. So if you need a queue, use this deck. How can you remove an element from a list? We have A. For instance, I want to remove the second element. You can use the del operator. Del A1. Remove the element at index position 1. 5 is removed. Again, if you remove something from the beginning or from the middle, it's an expensive operation because the rest of the elements will be shifted left, one position left. You can try these things at home. I skip it. Let's see some common list methods. Append is the most often used. Insert. You provide an index position and an element, and this element will be inserted to that index position. Again, it's an expensive operation because the elements will have to be shifted one position right to make a hole, to make an empty cell in the list, and it will be inserted there. Index. You are looking for the index of a given element. It will tell you that index position. However, if it's not in the list, then you will get an exception. You can also use the in operator. The in operator will simply tell you if the given element is in the list or not. Index, in addition, will also tell you the index position. However, if it's not in the list, you get an exception. Remove. You want to remove a given element. Again, if it's not in the list, you get an exception. We will see immediately how to sort the list. Pop, we have already seen that. Now, let's see how to sort a list. I think you have already learned several sorting algorithms. Can you mention some? Let's start at this side now. Young man, what kind of sorting algorithms do you know?
To be honest, I don't remember.
But you learned some, right?
What?
You learned some.
Yes. Quick sort and...
Yeah, quick sort. Yeah, very good. Bubble sort. Some other... Shell sort, maximum selection sort, minimum selection sort. Yeah, but quick sort, bubble sort, these are the most well-known sorting algorithms. The good news is we do not need to implement them because there is a very efficient sorting method in the standard library. We just need to use it. Let's see. We have a list here, and we want to sort it. There is a built-in function called sorted. And it will return a sorted copy of the list. So it doesn't modify the original list. A is still unsorted. So sorted receives a list, makes a copy of the list, sorts the copy, and returns the sorted copy. If I ask A, how could I get to the point that here I get a sorted list. I simply type A, and I want to see here a sorted list. So I could write A equals sorted A. And sorted A returns a sorted copy, and I assign it to A. So this way, A will be sorted. Right? Yes?
Do you know which sorting method it uses?
Oh, I don't remember its name, but it's a hybrid algorithm. Hybrid algorithm. They combine three different sorting algorithms. They use the first one to do some pre-sorting, and at the very end, they use an optimized version of quicksort. So it's a hybrid algorithm. I don't remember its name. Okay. Let's go back to the unsorted version. A is unsorted. And as you must have noticed, the sorting order was ascending order. How could we get descending order? Let's see the help for sorted. And here, again, there is an optional parameter called reverse. And its default value is false. So, let's try to modify this. Sorted A, and here let's say reverse equals true. Now we get the order of elements in descending order. If we simply write sorted A, it will be ascending order. So, why? If we specify reverse equal true, then sorted is called, and the default value of reverse is false. But here, when we call it, we modify it, and we say that reverse will be true. And if reverse is true, then the algorithm will use a descending order. if we do not provide reverse, then reverse will have the default value. The default value is false. So it means that do not use reverse order. That is, use ascending order. If reverse is true, it means use reverse order, that is, use descending order. So these optional parameters are very useful, because if this reverse parameter, this optional parameter wouldn't be there, then maybe there would be two different functions in Python. For instance, sorted ascending, you pass the list. Or if you want a descending order, there could be sorted descending a list. If you want ascending order, you use this. If you want descending order, you use the other. So you should learn the name of two different functions. But instead of this, you memorize just one function, sorted, and using this optional parameter, you can fine-tune how it should work. Because both of them do sorting. So whether it's ascending or descending is just a small variation. And you can modify this small variation through an optional parameter called reverse in this case. Okay.
Excuse me, what are those slash and star in the...
Yeah, it was not present in the previous documentation. And well, it's not very clear to me either what they are. I don't know exactly. It's something that key and I tried to read about it, but it was not clear to me. The important thing is that the first parameter is an iterable object. Usually it's a list, but it can be something other also, which is iterable. So you can pass it, for instance, a string also, or a set. But let's stick to lists. Let's say the first parameter is a list. Key will be interesting if you want to do advanced sorting. Maybe we will have time for that tomorrow. So the important thing here is reverse. Do you want ascending or descending order? I also have Python 2 installed on my machine. Here I start Python 2. You see it is 2.7. And if I ask the help, they are not there. So this slash and asterisk, it's...
There are two more parameters.
Yeah. In Python 2.7, there was CMP. It was removed in Python 3. So in Python 3, we only have key and reverse. So this is something new. I'm not sure what they mean. Sorry. You can also sort a list of strings, not only a list of numbers. Let's make, for instance, CC, DD, BB, AA. Sorted A, it will sort this list. There is another way to sort a list, and it is A.sort. There is a difference. Sorted was a built-in function. But when you write A.sort, this is a method in the list class. So A is a list object, and A.sort is a method of the list of the list object. And as you can see, it has no output. So this is not a function, this is a method. And it sorts the list in place. It doesn't make a copy. It sorts the list in place. Okay, who could sum up what is the difference between sorted and sort? Mm-hmm. Does sorted modify the original list? No. Meanwhile, sort does modify. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some common operations with lists. There is a built-in function called max, which will return the largest element in a list. There is also min, which returns the smallest element in a list, and sum returns the sum of the elements in a list. Your work job is to write a product function which receives a list of integers and returns the product of the elements in the list. Get to work. By definition, what is the sum of an empty list? We have a mathematician, statistician. What is the sum of an empty list? It's zero. And what is the product of the elements in an empty list? It will be 1. So you want to multiply the elements with one another. If you are ready, raise your hand. You can also use the star equal operator. It exists. Also try it with an empty list. Sorry, what is multiply product? Sorry? Product. You multiply the elements.
Oh, multiply. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that is an example.
Yeah.
2 multiplied by 5 multiplied by 7 and so on. But the variable name is not good because it's not the sum, it's the product. So yeah, it's misleading.
Yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh. Good. Can you write your solution? For the product?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were thinking some copy pastes in this post-talks.